In our previous shiur, we began a discussion regarding kalaroy soitab kakula yazir atzmai minayayin. And we asked the question that many mefarshim, of course, ask. From this Gemara, it's quite clear that the Gemara is telling us that one should accept upon himself, in certain circumstances, kalaroy soitab kakula, he should accept upon himself to be a nazir. Yet we know that our Gemara says that a nazir is considered a chayte. The nazir is considered a sinner. So how do we reconcile these Gemaras? So there's a beautiful vart from Rav Tzadik from Lublin. Rav Tzadik from Lublin establishes a very important concept. He says that whatever a person sees is what Ashgacha Pratis. If from HaKadosh Baruch Hu led you into a place that you should see something, that must be this. You need to learn from this. There's a famous story from the Rebbe Reb Zisha that was once walking on the road, and he met someone who asked him to help him lift his carriage, his wagon, which had just fallen. And Rav Zisha answered him, "I can't. I'm not able to. I'm not strong enough." So he answered him, "You can, you just don't want to." Said Rav Zisha, "The reason I met this individual wasn't just because I was walking in the street and he happened to be walking in the street. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach me this lesson that whatever you want to do, you can do. You just have to want to." Similarly, the Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk says that when did Yaakov Avinu decide to leave the home of Lavan? When the Pasuk says, "V'yishma es divrei b'nei Lavan lemer, Lokach Yaakov es kol shel Avinu, u'mashel lo Avinu osas kol ha'kovet hazeh." Say to Mefarshim, it wasn't coincidental that Yaakov should hear how they're speaking. They were speaking amongst themselves. They didn't mean that he should hear. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu led him to a place that he did hear, it must be, said Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to hear this to know it's time for me to leave. And similarly, he explains, is the pshat here. It isn't just coincidental that somebody sees the soitab kakulai. It must be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to see this. And if that's the case, I should learn from it. I probably have to become a nazir. And I saw the same vart for Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, interestingly enough. Rav Aaron adds a new knech. Rav Aaron says, it isn't just that he saw the soita b'kakulai. It isn't just that he didn't see the soita doing the aveira. He saw the procedure that the soita goes through in the Beis HaMikdash. Said Rav Aaron, it isn't that you have to see the soita, and when you see such a terrible thing, how the soita is doing that terrible sin, that's what causes you lazer atzmai minayayin. But says Rav Aaron, even if you just see the soita in the Beis HaMikdash, that also, it wasn't coincidental. There's a reason you saw that soita. To learn that you have to be different, that you have to be lazer atzmai minayayin. The Mefarshim go on to explain that sometimes wine is positive. We know that we make kiddush and we make so many different mitzvahs on wine. On the other hand, wine is to be very detrimental, as we're going to be speaking about in a moment. And that's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is saying, by nazar, mashachot ala nefesh, a person has to know himself. If he's a person, ashachot ala nefeshoy, that he's not a person that maybe is acting as he should be, he should stay away from wine. Someone who is, on the other hand, a Baal Madrega, he's different. But for most people, we clearly see that one has to think about drinking wine. One perhaps should in fact even avoid drinking wine. The Medrash says that the Medrash in Parshas Bamidbar says that by drinking wine, Rachman Otzlan, it could cause someone to forget his learning. It could cause him to worship Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, in two places I saw, speaks about the terrible effect of drinking wine. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Chof Beis, Halacha Chof Aleph says, Shinag Odom Lisrachik Menashikris. A person should avoid becoming intoxicated, as Al Gemara says, Shumhu Me'agorm Hagdolim Lerayis. It's from the most contributing factors. It's one of the most contributing factors for Chas V'Sholem acting immoral. And the Rambam in Hilchos Teis, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, says, Kishachachem Shoyes Yayin, if a Chacham wants to drink wine, Ein a Shoyes El Kedei Lishus Achilish V'Meyov. The only right he has to drink wine is if he wants to help digest the food. We call him a shtaker. If somebody Chas V'Sholem becomes drunk, Harei Zechoyte, he's considered a sinner, Umeguna, it's horrible, Umafsid Chachmosoi, it causes him to lose his Chachma. When Mistakvif Ne'amoritz, and if it happens publicly, Harei Zechila as Hashem. The Gemara, the Sefer Chassidim, says that if somebody serves wine, and because he serves somebody else wine, now that person may end up acting immorally. He is considered a messiah over Averi. On the other hand, he says, if there's a person who's depressed and one gives him wine, and that the pasuk says regarding wine, Hamasamach Elakim Vanoshim. Again, the same concept that a person has to realize the terrible effects that drinking wine can have, but also recognize that sometimes it's okay. In fact, there's a famous Gemara, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid. So Pasha Pshat, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid. If you drink wine, you're going to end up disclosing secrets that you weren't supposed to mention. But there's another pshat. Nichnas yayin, a person who drinks wine, yotze soid, he can learn soidus ha-toira. So these two pshatim that the shalosh suggests are seemingly contradictory. On one hand, wine is considered derogatory. On the other hand, wine is for those that will be zoicha to hear the soidus ha-toira. What's the answer? The answer is, it depends on the circumstances and it depends on the individual. Nichnas yayin, yotze soid. For regular people, drinking wine can be extremely detrimental. Yotze soid, it causes them to say what they're not supposed to say. But sometimes you have an individual who needs that wine to become happier, and we know that in order to really be zoicha to Torah, Simcha is so required. And now we have an answer to the question that we began this series of shiurim with.
On one hand, the Gemara is saying that a nazir is a chayte. On the other hand, we're saying that kalaroy, the Gemara says in our daf, kalaroy is chayte b'kula yazir atzma min hayayin. The answer is we have to know. A person has to be smart, and a person has to recognize what is the situation. And sometimes the right thing to do is lahazir atzma min hayayin. Sometimes the right thing to do is to drink the wine, but always what one has to think about is what will cause me to become a bigger and a greater Oyved Hashem.